Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, that last hour was one of the fastest hours in all the shows I've done over the years. The next 2 hours are going to be even more jam-packed. The next 30 minutes will be joined by Jack Blood, who's posted a detailed analysis of what's really going on with the Madrid bombings. We've also posted a detailed analysis at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with the same basic information. His webmaster speaks Spanish, was able to go read some of the Spanish papers. My wife speaks Spanish as well, was able to go read it. And what their news is saying is the people on the streets in those big demonstrations are not just saying, hey, get us out of the war, hey, you caused this, or hey, you're blaming innocent people. They're saying, hey, we think you're behind it. Because in Europe, the best-selling books and videos are saying the government here was behind 9/11. People are waking up to this. And you know, it's not a new trick for governments. There's this mass awakening happening. Also, we've got government all over the place going on terror alert right before this happened. A lot of key indicators here, and it looks like it's backfired on them. Then we got Paul Watson coming on in 30 minutes. In England, they're openly talking about martial law, putting troops on the streets. That's the headline. Members of the British citizenry have been released from Gitmo and tell their incredible tales of intense, sustained, Joseph Mengele-style torture. That's coming up. A bunch of other key news. Joining us is Jack Blood from our great affiliate 1320 in Providence, Rhode Island, one of my favorite guests to come on with the reports. Just a few weeks ago, he was on where the governor came out and said, if you fly any flag but the American flag, you'll be arrested as a terrorist. If you criticize the government, you'll be arrested as a terrorist. It sounds unbelievable, but yes, it really happened. And then after we did that show, the governor apologized, said I hadn't read the bill, and withdrew it. Whereas before, he went to the Homeland Security Conference, brought it back, and said he thought it was great. So that was a good victory. But Jack Blood, good to have you back on.
Hey, thanks for having me on. It's an honor, as always. I got to say real quick that I really appreciate the, what was it, three-hour commercial you did on our competing station down the dial. We've already seen the new listeners, thanks to your great work you did on George Norrie.
Well, I want to thank George Norrie. That was, I mean, the guy was plugging out to listen to my show, and saying, you know, that I was right, but now he kind of hesitated when I said there's a bill in Oregon to put you in prison for life if you block traffic. All protesters get life in prison, but we posted that bill too. I mean, I don't believe this as I say it, but it's mainstream, Jack.
Yeah, well, you did a great job convincing him, and I'm sure a lot of listeners. And I just want to let people know that, you know, we're also a Massachusetts station. So if you're, it doesn't say that on your site, Alex, but if you're in Massachusetts, we get about 500,000 people over there too. So it's not just Rhode Island.
Well, that's great. So folks should try the dial for your fine station. You posted some really powerful info. We had a lot of it already posted, but you had some extra tidbits at your website. We've now cloned that over at InfoWars, but jackblood.com. We've got some new info on the Madrid bombing that's been censored out in our media.
Well, first I want to, you know, thank Super Mario Andre, who speaks multiple languages and is able to scour newspapers from around the world to find information like this. And, you know, I think it's really important to note here that once you understand the New World Order, you know where to look for this stuff. 3 months ago, we were reporting Basque County politics subject to detailed investigation by the CIA and FBI, roughly saying that Basque and ETA were infiltrated by the CIA and
now,
the FBI.
Now, I saw that on your website, yeah.
So this is 3 months ago, Alex, and obviously, you know, we're smelling something going on over there. But the gist of this and what we've found are two, I think, very telling things. Number one, out of a newspaper in Argentina called IAR Noticias. Okay, it's an Argentinian newspaper, and this is really telling. They're making a really good point here. This is the debut appearance of Al-Qaeda in Europe. And they're putting kind of together why that is important, that Al-Qaeda, or Goldstein, as he's better known, is making this debut appearance in Europe, in one of the biggest cities in Europe. And I think one of the great things
here... We'll be
here,
back. Got a break. We'll tell you who Goldstein is, too.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91, or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We got an hour and 51 minutes left. It's 8 minutes into the hour. And we got Paul Watson joining us to talk about martial law in England publicly being brought out. British citizens being tortured by the globalist government at Gitmo, now admitted. This pure evil right out in the open. Right now we're talking to Jack Blood. We'll go to your calls for all of you holding out there here in just a few minutes. Jack Blood's webmaster's done, a fabulous job going and reading the Spanish newspapers, what they're actually saying. Now, Reuters, and this article's posted, we have that, admits that a lot of them are saying the government's behind this or the government stands to gain from this or the government's blaming innocent people for this. So, but our news has been telling us, look at them, they're angry, they support Bush, they support the war, they're angry at terrorists. Then it was, oh no, they're anti-government, you know, they're with the terrorists. And then it's, oh wait, they're saying the government, you know, is the terrorist. So to go over some of these key points is Jack Blood. Jack, tell us about it.
Well, I started out here, I mean, there's a lot of information to cover. This, like anything that has to do with the New World Order, gets very complicated very fast. You've made great points on your website with the numerological connections, 311, 911, 911 days. We know that when 9/11 came, it was exactly 11 years to the day that George W. Bush gave his very important State of the Union speech announcing the New World Order. So these are things that we see. They're telling signs. And as you say, a calling card of the New World Order. I wanted to make a quick point in this newspaper from Argentina, IAR Noticias, which is an alternative news service, I should say, but read by a ton of people in South America. And they pretty much...
They published some of the transcripts we've done. They published the Greg Palast interview.
Right, and they pretty much... Their analysis comes down to this. The terrorist attack in Madrid carried out by a terrorist arm of the CIA is a good trial balloon for future operations. Pending its political, social, and international results, attacks like this could possibly extend to other European cities, particularly London and Paris.
Yeah, it's real simple.
In the USA again.
Jack, and we'll continue reading. I'm sorry, but I have to add this. Sure. It's real simple. If you give your rights up when they blow stuff up, you're going to get more stuff blown up. It's real simple.
And they also say here that in this article...
Now start back over. Go ahead.
Well, they're making the connection that this is part of the military-industrial complex of the... This is the Bush administration to them. They're not making a globalist connection. As we know, we've done the homework to say, you know, Bush is really working for these
They want to keep it compartmentalized in a left-right global government debate.
But they, and this is a good article, and again, I can't, you know, go over all of this, but I think it's really interesting that people down in Argentina really seem to know what's going on here. This is the real thing that really, I think, is telling about this 311 blast, and this is what we're talking about, prior knowledge. Spanish Interior Ministry was making major security preparations for a terrorist attack days before the blast. Okay, 2 days before what's called the worst attack in Western Europe since World War II, the riot police in Madrid began setting up checkpoints, and they were patrolling commercial areas, even train stations, airport stadiums, large crowd, government buildings. Officers are also in charge of patrolling so-called hotbed neighborhoods in Madrid where ETA terrorists are known to hide. So they were building up for something, okay? And that's one part of it also.
And then again, these terror attacks are used domestically by the country. After the global client comes in and does the terror, it's then used to crack down on the public.
Right. So keeping in mind that we've mentioned this infiltration by the CIA and the FBI, now, you know, we know this from declassified documents in the United States in a book that was written, and that's on jackblood.com. So we've made that connection. We're making a connection of prior knowledge here. They're setting up massive mobilization for this attack that they don't know that's going to come. And then you got Jose Maria Anzar, the former Spanish president now. Again, this is probably something that backfired, Alex, you know, bringing in the police state. You can just look at the people, look at their faces, hundreds
of
thousands.
Well, we have the articles. They weren't out there praising the government. They were saying, you.
Right, but what they show you on TV are the people begging for the solution, okay? That's what they've been showing on TV. But this Anzar, you know, is now under the hot lights, let's say, because his secretary general was meeting with the head of ETA just really, I think it was last Monday, on the 8th. So there was
Wait a minute. That's funny. Yeah, I've seen that article. That's real funny, Jack, because... The Bushes were all meeting with Al-Qaeda, and the House and Senate Intelligence Committee and the CIA were all meeting with Al-Qaeda on 9/11. It just magically keeps happening.
And it's absolutely appropriate that they connect this 3/11, okay, of course, to the 9/11, because everything happens the same way. And I think it's also important to note, I saw a very interesting interview with Walter Cronkite, and he was talking about how he went to greet Jose Maria Anzar when he was elected president. And Anzar was bragging to him that Henry Kissinger came over and basically was giving him some type of tutelage. And Cronkite was aghast. He couldn't believe, well, what was Henry Kissinger doing over here? You know, and this is when he first came
out.
Yeah,
that was the news a few years ago. But again, that's a false shill because Cronkite's a member of the Grove.
But I think, you know, again, but it was telling. Here's your messenger, Kissinger. Wherever there's something, I mean, this guy, he has not retired, okay? Kissinger Associates is one of the top globalist errand boys going today, and they're meeting with this guy. So they might have been setting this up for a long time, the result of which is problem, reaction, solution. Pretty simple.
But the question is, why did it backfire on them?
Well, I think you can answer that question by talking to some of your listeners. I mean, people are waking up, and this is not as easy to do. Now, they can rig this election, so I have to come to the analysis that they wanted a regime change over there. They wanted this government out. They wanted to put the socialists in, and that has something to do with handing everything over to the UN and you know, this national or this globalism that we're seeing take place all over the world.
And let me explain that. It's good cop, bad cop. You've got the UN playing the part of the good cop. And then America plays the part of the bad cop, And then they have this synthesis as the people run from the fascist world government into the clutches of the socialist world government, which is the same system.
Yeah, we could very well see the same thing happening here in the United States in the election
with
year.
With Lord Kerry.
Exactly. So people think they're getting a change. What they're getting is a more socialized, liberal version of government that's more willing and more able to go to the good cop, the UN, to give them more complete control
over
our lives.
And then suddenly the left is going to love the Patriot Act, and all those laws are going to stay in place.
Yeah, I mean, it always seems to come down to this. And, you know, you got the Bush-friendly government in there. I think it's almost a prediction that, you know, they off this guy. They're probably looking at offing Bush, too.
And by off, you mean removing him politically from
right.
office.
Exactly. Well, so I mean, his nickname was Temporary in Skull and Bones, as most people know. So.
And I keep forgetting, what was Kerry's nickname?
You know, it had something to do with dandruff.
Yeah, I've read it.
That's
and I forget.
I
mean, others have names like Beelzebub and stuff, but...
Yes, it's something to do with dandruff. I don't know. Maybe that's meant to humanize him. And
okay,
also...
let's do this. Let's take some calls. Let's talk to Steve in Ohio. Steve, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I have a couple questions. I want to talk about the Madrid thing. I think that this whole thing is being played out, and the people think they have a choice, and they're falling right into the trap of the New World Order again. And so they're saying, well, they want to oust this guy and have a new party, and it's obvious that no matter which way you go, you're in a bad situation.
Now, they are going to pull their troops out of Iraq, but I found out that was already scheduled.
Right.
The Spanish were already going to leave.
Okay. Another thing I wanted to ask you, I'm calling from the Cleveland area, and there's a local guy here named Norm, and he's a very politically astute guy, and he was talking about this issue of, you had mentioned on your show about UN troops on American soil, and he says there are none, and he totally disagrees. Can you prove that there are?
Can I prove that the sun came up this morning?
Yeah.
Of course I can.
Okay, because the reason is he says all these people speak different languages. Where are you going to house and feed them?
Well, that's why they've had thousands of training drills. Look, in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover,
okay.
I have footage from 96, 97,
okay.
98, 99, of urban warfare training drills, and they have Czech Republic, Russian, British, Israeli, French, Dutch, did I say German? All these troops in California, Louisiana, on bases, off bases, openly training to take Americans' guns, openly training to set up checkpoints. And now we hear the excuse for it with the urban warfare. We're going to get hit by biologicals, and this is the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. The Army War College in 99 said that we, quote, need to use foreign assets, Mexican and Canadian troops to, quote, deal with American terrorists and for peacekeeping. UN General McKenzie said on Nightline on September 17th of 2001, just a week after the attacks, that we, quote, need to use foreign assets and use a UN security perimeter around North America. I've got Reuters, CBC, you name it on the website, the Foreign Troop Archive, where they signed the deal 2 years ago to bring these foreign troops in. They've had Mexican and Canadian troops fighting forest fires, UN troops, NATO aircraft in the skies after 9/11, 56 Norwegian F-16s, Newsmax, Associated Press. I mean, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
anybody that's denying it is hiding under a rock somewhere. Let's get a comment from J.C. Clayton.
Who's that?
From Jack Blood. Mr. Blood, go ahead.
Well, look, I mean, I want to go back to this because I don't have a lot of time here. I think the important thing to understand is what are we being set up for? I think the really important thing to stress in this 3/11 bombing is that this is the first European major bombing terrorist act by al-Qaeda. We're going to see, well, supposedly al-Qaeda. So I think we're going to see more of that. I predicted earlier this year we're going to have to go to Code Red as a trial balloon as well. And I think this is the important thing. So we're being set up. A lot of people know we're being set up.
And well, I predicted the next big attacks would be in Europe to get them on board.
Yeah. Right. Well, you predicted that correctly, and we've seen the example of this. I mean, 200 people dead, thousands injured over there, people screaming, you know, for some type of answers. And what do we see on the news? About five people, they want a solution. They want the government to protect them.
I want police and military. Oh.
Right.
I have a question for Jack Blood. Jack, how would the transition take place? Let's say a national emergency or martial law is declared, would people literally be turning their guns in?
No. Again, what they're going to do is you're not allowed to go on the street unless you got a perfectly good reason. This is going to have a
huge... And that's Sid Casperson, Gannett News Service, last year. It's in Police Station 3.
Huge effect on the economy. You're not going to be able to go to work. You have to have an excuse.
Yeah, we got a break. And to explain that, when I called to get Jack Blood on, that's his boss there at our affiliate 1320 is J.C. Clayton. Okay, we'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. Brr, record cold spells gripping the nation this winter. So much for global warming. Of course, hand in hand with record cold spells usually go record fuel bills for heating. But for thousands of people across the country, there's no record fuel bill. In fact, there's no bill at all. These people have discovered the magic of a warm workshop without the cost by burning waste oil with a waste oil heater kit from Harold Electric. We all enjoy having a comfortable shop in the winter months to work in. And a waste oil heater from Harold Electric can turn your waste oil from a liability into an incredibly efficient and economical way to heat your workshop. The waste oil heater burns clean. So clean, in fact, that there's absolutely no visible smoke while it's running. There's no expensive maintenance, and the waste oil heaters from Harold Electric are easy to operate. With heating costs skyrocketing in the past couple of years, adding a waste oil heater in your shop makes perfect sense. And with a waste oil heater kit you build yourself from Harold Electric, it's easy. To learn more, visit wasteoilheater.net. That's www.wasteoilheater.net or call 1-800-541-8910. Call Harold Electric today and work in comfort tomorrow.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You know, I say things on this show that sound insane. Again, I told George Norrie, yeah, we got an Associated Press article and the bill posted in the police state concentration camp section where they say that in Oregon, they tried to pass the bill, the committee chairman, Senator Menace, no pun intended, tried to pass a bill that if one protester blocks traffic, all protesters are given life in prison. It also says downloading music illegally. It lists like 80 things. That was the one thing Norrie kind of went, huh? But then he saw the article and was like, wow. I mean, we couldn't make this up. The governor of Rhode Island came out in News 10, NBC in Providence, and then it was in the Providence Journal, and it said, it's on the site right now, it said, you fly anything with the American flag, prison under terrorism. Criticize the government, influence the government, do anything illegal, Homeland Security prison. Now, 2 days after we did a show, the next day, he apologized that he hadn't read it. It was the Sedition Act of 1918. I just wanted to briefly recap that because some people, Jack, cannot believe how insane this is.
Well, boy, you really saw the troops come out of the woodwork here on that one, and we just swamped the governor's house with calls. I can see that from my office window here, that being the state house. And, you know, I think the guy was completely oblivious to this thing. He's oblivious to what would happen, and he's another guy like Bush who listens to his advisors and gets scooted into one corner or another.
Yeah, Karl Rove, Bush, let's say fast food is a factory job. Okay, we'll do it. I mean,
yeah.
Where do they come up? But, I mean, folks, they really said, fly anything with the American flag. It said this word for word in the bill that you'll be charged as a terrorist. I mean, are they just seeing what they can slip by us? Or?
Alex, I'm convinced that this came right from the governor's conference on Homeland Security.
Well, the article said he went to that governor's conference.
Yeah, he sent his guy over there. But same thing, you know. So, hey, a big blow. It probably cost the guy his reelection over here. I mean, people were really upset about it, and he was recoiling.
Well, that's like saying if you don't wear a blue hat on Monday, we're going to put you in a camp. I mean, it's bonkers. It's worse than Russia.
Yeah, and then he comes out a few days later with this horrific new budget proposal that's just going to kill us all over here. So,
well, by the way, you mentioned Goldstein. You know, Goldstein's behind the bombings in 1984. That's the shadowy evil character who can never be defeated. It's really the government blowing stuff up to keep fear going, but it's always Goldstein who did it.
Well, this was you know what's obvious to me about this whole thing is that they were setting up ETA and the Basque Separatist Party to take the blame for this. And this is why, you know, there's prior knowledge and they have people all over the street and they're putting out stories ahead of time that the Basque and ETA are about to do something 2 weeks before this. So they were setting up ETA to take the fall for this. But when they rejected this and did so convincingly, we carried in Reuters and, you know, papers all over the world, they had to go to Plan B, which is even better, to blame Al-Qaeda and Goldstein for the whole thing.
And it's not working anymore. I mean, used to, these intelligence guys could sit there, blow something up, have us follow it, but they've done it so many times. You know, even that Graham Greene book, which is based on true stories, The Quiet American. Have you seen that?
Yeah, that's a great movie, actually.
Everybody should see that. Who's the famous actor in it?
Oh, it's Michael Caine.
Yes, Michael Caine. I mean, I love him. But, I mean, there you have, and that's a true story, the CIA blowing children up to blame it. I mean, again, we don't support the commies either. They do it, too.
Hey, you got to see this other story on our site right now. This is based on the CBC documentary that aired throughout Canada last week about this family. They've just recently been returned, 15-year-old from Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, and he's taken a lie detector test, passed it, that the CIA had sponsored him to go there and blow things up and work with Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, we posted that last week and just glazed over it. And I want Paul Watson and my wife at InfoWars, but Paul Watson at Prison Planet. You know, I mentioned that article but didn't even cover it. Tell folks about it.
Oh, yeah. And, well, I mean, this is another very complicated story, but their name are Kanders. They're the brothers in there of Saudi Arabian, I think, or Egyptian persuasion, and they live in Canada. But anyway, basically, this is a thing that's aired all throughout Canada. Big story. They were blowing stuff up. They were working at the training camps. They were helping people train other terrorists, and the whole time they were CIA assets. And again, he's passed a polygraph test to this. Now,
when the caller asked me 30 minutes ago, we know in Israel they in the prisons train the Palestinians for terror. That's Haaretz folks. That's Jerusalem Post, UPI.
Right.
Well, and you said, lawyer, are they doing that there? And I forgot last week where, you know, I guess they are. I mean, it's just...
This guy's lawyer, Gelati, has quit. He won't do any more international terror cases. He's received threatening phone calls from somebody he believes with the U.S. intelligence agency. He recognizes the voice from a previous case, so he's done. He won't do this anymore.
Yeah, I saw that too. Hey, Jack Blood, I really appreciate you coming on and tell your boss... J.C. Clayton, the program director there. Thanks for picking up the show.
JackBlood.com. Hey, man, this everyone has to have Paul Joseph Watson's book. It is probably the best conspiracy book I've ever read. It's awesome.
It is. And speaking of the, well, not the devil, he's a good guy, but speaking of him, he'll be on next with your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself. Protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in the USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central, that's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern at night. We go out on the AM and FM dial, simulcast on Global Shortwave during the day at 94.75, and the second 2 hours at night from 10 to midnight Central at 32.10. I know that we have Brock and Ethan and Ann and Ron and Wesley, and you've been holding a long time. We're going to get to you. I want to run through some of the top stories first with Paul, then take calls, then go back into more detail with him. And I haven't even mentioned this 10th planet that NASA's saying they've discovered. I mean, this is incredible stuff, but there's so much other stuff happening here on the face of the planet that we need to deal with. Before we go to Paul Joseph Watson, You just heard Jack Blood, one of my favorite guests from one of our affiliates there in Rhode Island, and he was talking about how good Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order is. And again, I had no idea he was going to say that. I was talking to him during a break, and he brought it up, and we had to go on air, and he mentioned it again, because I'm the publisher of Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order, and I, of course, mailed a copy out to Jack, because he's going to be interviewing Paul here on the show real soon. And it's just an amazing book. I mean, you need to have it. It gets into how the British carry out the bombings, to blame it on their enemies, how the U.S. does it, how the Russians do it, how the Israelis do it, how it's happened throughout history. It gets into the Patriot Act, Homeland Security, but with so much documentation, so well written, you need to have Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. Over 50 pictures and diagrams and photo shots of news articles. Every chapter, you know, has dozens of news article quotes with a great bibliography there, page by page, with the hyperlink to the website where you can find it. It is a book you absolutely must have, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. It's $19.95, and part of that goes to support Paul, of course, for his great work, for the webmastering job he's doing on PrisonPlanet.com, and it also goes to support this show. You get a second copy for $11.95 when you buy one to give as a gift, because you're going to keep one of the copies and give the other one as a gift, or read your copy and give it as a gift, and then give the other one as a gift. And spread the word. Educate people. Paul's got several members of his family that are in the British military, and they didn't believe him. He gave them copies of the book. They apologized to him. I've had the same experience with my videos. You need to get it. There's my book, Descent into Tyranny. His book's over 300 pages. Mine's over 200. Mine's $12. Gets into 9/11 and other government-sponsored terror. And there's so much evidence. Each book covers it from different angles. It's amazing. You know, you need to get my videos. 9/11 Road to Tyranny. Masters of Terror. Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, Exposing the Elite's Occult Activities. My videos are all over 2 hours long, $25.95 a piece, $20 when you order three or more of the documentary vids. So get them, my friends. Make copies, educate your friends and family, and make copies not for sale. This is non-profit, folks. If you want to make copies and hand them out to people, I want you to. So here's the toll-free number to order the videos, the books, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to use our safe, secure online shopping cards, or just the old-fashioned way, one of the best ways, write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And if you write me a check, be sure you give me your address, because sometimes we get a check that actually just has their phone number, we have to call you. I just wanted to add that. That happens quite a bit. So 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We take Federal Reserve notes, we take checks, we take money orders, and all of that goes to fight the New World Order. You know I'm here tirelessly. You hear me on the radio in the middle of the night, early in the morning, in the middle of the day, on your local stations, doing interviews. I never stop. We put out the info. We need more of your support. So, again, take action. Going to Paul Watson, joining us from England. Paul, good to have you on the show. It's been a very eventful last 30 days or so. We have reached conservatively 50 million people in the last 30 days, my friend. I looked at the numbers.
Well, certainly that's the case. Our soapbox, you know, increases in its size day by day. We just from the coast-to-coast interview, I believe just over the few hours you were on there, we actually got 4 million individual hits to the website, and that's on top of the previous 300,000 an hour we were getting a few days before that when we put out the RFID article. So the soapbox keeps on growing and our voice is being heard more and more.
It's very exciting, but it's also scary. People are waking up all over. Did you hear me tell the story how I was at SeaWorld and they have the hand scanners now to get in? I started educating the security guards, the lady there at the turnstile. They were all nodding their heads going, thank you for telling us. Yeah, it's scary. A lot of people don't like it. Go on in. You don't have to use it. I mean, mass rebellion happening. And a couple of years ago, there would have been cops with guns drawn, Paul, if I was asking questions.
Well, yeah, it's very interesting with the thumb scanning, the finger scanning. Piggly Wiggly announced that they were putting these systems in just a couple of weeks ago. I actually emailed the head of Piggly Wiggly and got a reply, and he stated that the finger scanners did not take your fingerprint. He said that they took index points from several points on the finger, and that was not a fingerprint. So they're trying to deny that to, you know, that extent.
And again, Piggly Wiggly, one of the biggest chains here, Kroger, Safeway, H-E-B, one of the biggest in Texas, and really a great grocery store, but I won't shop there. Every once in a while I'm caught in there paying a bill because you can pay power bills and you know, phone bills in there. Really the only place you can do it other than city buildings. And I get caught in there, and people go, "Hey, Alex Jones, I'm an employee. We agree with you." But they have biometric access, this Round Rock company that makes biometrics, on CBS News here locally. I can put a clip of it in Police State 3, and they say, "We don't take your fingerprint. We take some numbers off of it. It's all zeros and ones." Well, the digital photo zeros and ones. And so they create a digital algorithm off your thumb, your face, your hand, and go, "We're not taking your fingerprint," as they do it, Paul. And so Piggly Wiggly is telling you the same garbage. Oh, they also say it doesn't go in a database. Where do you think they get the index for the ID? Then in the film, I talked to the HEB employee there at the counter because they have the sign, "Thumb scanner is going in, and now it's begun." That was 6 months ago. And she says, "Yeah, well, we check it with the state police database." And I go, "Oh, thank you." But on the news, "Oh, no, it doesn't, Paul."
Well, I mean, some people try and whitewash it by saying that these grocery stores are just following the new wave of biometrics. But, I mean, the Defense Department have been using this technology for years. And, I mean, we've got the leaked documents before where people like Walmart are involved with basically CIA in these meetings discussing how to roll it out. Walmart have announced by 2005 they want all their suppliers to be integrated in this RFID system with a tagging on the product. So,
and they were the ones in 86 who forced the industry to go to the barcode. And it gets worse, Paul. This is in the Yahoo group, one of the first postings we did 2 years ago. I wish you could go find it and post it, because we did screenshots of the articles. In Denver, I think it was the Denver Post reported that in the county there, the police, quote, ordered the shops to put in inkless readers. Then we had the Fort Worth Star-Telegram that Arlington, one of the biggest cities up there, one of the satellites of D, of a Big D, the police just announced, "We will not help you in hot checks unless all businesses, and we're ordering you to do it, it's not a law, but we want you to do it, to put an inkless reader." So this is the government trying to force this in. Go ahead. Find those and post those in our new biometric article, and I will just thank you.
Yeah, we've also got a giant Big Brother section now, prisonplanet.com, with all these articles in. Speaking of Big Brother, Wired magazine just put out an article just a few hours ago, which is right at the top of prisonplanet.com, where they were at a DARPA symposium, and DARPA, as we've reported before, producing and putting the research in for these giant surveillance blimps.
Which, by the way, are already out, folks.
Three times the size of the Goodyear blimp. And
what was the article a month ago? It wasn't Scientific American, it was...
New Scientist.
I forget which one. Will you post that, because I can't see one.
Popular Science, it was. Yeah,
Popular Science, excuse me. They said 30 times to be in a low space orbit. People didn't believe that. Will you post those two together?
Yeah, but the Wired magazine article out today, guess what the name of the new DARPA surveillance blimp is? It's Mighty ISIS. And Mighty ISIS was, there was a 70s action series based on it, which re-aired on the Sci-Fi Channel. But the character was based initially on a pharaoh goddess who had a third all-seeing eye in the middle of her forehead, and she was called Mighty Isis. And,
what's the symbol for Total Information Awareness Network?
The all-seeing eye. So, again, this occult symbolism in every project that DARPA announced.
Well, haven't you seen Lord of the Rings? The all-seeing eye is the good guy.
Yeah, well, now we've got it in Starbucks coffee windows as well. Everywhere, but... when the C-SPAN interview, which we've got posted, when Brian Lamb asked the academic, you know, the significance of the all-seeing eye, he just seemed to try and whitewash it completely, and yet we see it everywhere, not just on the dollar bill.
Yeah, and if I'm frothing, folks, it's because, you know, every point we're making, I have the articles, and I'm literally sitting here with stacks of them around me. There's so much evidence of this, Paul. I mean, it almost gets frustrating now that we're just overwhelmed with evidence. How do we show all of it to people?
Well, it's amazing. I mean, you mentioned in the last segment the Al-Qaeda terrorists working with the CIA to blow things up. I actually saw that article on Toronto Star's website, and I glazed over it. So it's getting to that level where even we who track it every day are so bombarded by all this tyranny that we tend to glaze over some of the articles.
And yeah, it's bad. I'm glazing over a lot. I mean, I thought, here's an example. London Telegraph, and we've got reporters coming on tomorrow concerning this, and they just openly admit, I'm trying to dig it out here, they just come right out and say, okay, they were injecting them, they were doing amputations for no reason as part of the torture, they'd chain them up for days with hoods over their heads. This is all admitted now. They would beat them up for days on end. These are little kids, British citizens, you name it, and they just calmly admit it, Paul. Go ahead.
Well, it gets even more disgusting than that. They actually brought prostitutes into Guantanamo Bay who got naked and began writhing around, and then actually they made the prostitutes smear menstrual fluid onto the faces of these detainees. That's how sick and debased.
I didn't want to mention that on air, Paul. I'm not mad at you, but I know they're doing it. It's just.
Well, that's the point. We don't even mention some of these things because they're so disgusting. That was in the same article.
Yeah, don't mention the other stuff.
Okay.
I mean, it gets even worse. I didn't mean to. I'm not mad at you, but people need to know this. It's just, folks, I mean, how bad is it going to get?
Well, obviously, the latest story that we're following is the Madrid bombing. Globalist fingerprints all over it. And as you were discussing with Jack Blood, it appears that the operation backfired on certain levels and not others. And now they've grabbed some patsies. They're now claiming that one of the masterminds behind the attack was a man called Abu Qatada, who was named as the European ambassador for Al-Qaeda. Interestingly enough, Abu Qatada was the same man who was kept in a government safe house by MI5, who was being fed, clothed, and protected right up until...
And the BBC headline, British government protecting Al-Qaeda leader. That's on the website in the films. But again, when I saw that this morning, I thought people were going to read this and not know this guy's an admitted British asset.
Yeah, so we posted the flashback on that. London Evening Standard reporting that he was one of the men behind masterminding the bombing. To get into the operation itself, the bombs were highly sophisticated, never used before by ETA or anyone else. They were of Spanish origin. Associated Press reported that one of the Moroccans arrested was under intense surveillance by the Spanish authorities for months.
Now, they're already following their patsy, ready to grab him the day after.
Yeah.
Are they retarded? They're normally retarded. Is this a retarded homeless person?
Well, we've got no details on that yet, but that may turn out to be the case. As Jack Blood was saying, and we're going to post those articles that he mentioned in a few hours on PrisonPlanet.com, Spanish Ministry of Interior was on maximum alert just days before. They deployed over 200 heavily armed riot gear agents in and around Madrid. People were arrested heading towards Madrid in trucks chock full of 11,000 pounds of explosives, and that was hushed up in the media. They had checkpoints, night patrols, helicopter surveillance, so it's clear that they knew something was about to take place. And
a lot of times what happens is good police agencies find out and try to stop it, too, at the last minute. They find out what their bosses are up to.
Well, yeah, it's like the Moscow police agents that prevented the FSB from blowing up the apartment building in Ryazan back in 1999.
Caught them planting it.
And, I mean, that's the tactic that Putin's used before elections. Now, he doesn't even need to because, as the article said in the Russian election yesterday, people were voting for Putin because they didn't know the names of the other candidates because Putin owns all the TV stations, but we're supposed to think that Russia's a democracy. But back to the Madrid bombing, the key background, as you spoke about in the last couple of segments, was that there was a public outcry about the fact that top government officials were secretly meeting with the leaders of this Basque ETA terrorist group, and there was a big scandal as to why these ETA leaders were not arrested. So looking at ETA, it appears that they're just what Hamas is to the Israeli Likud party, a state-controlled wind-up toy to be used at politically opportune moments.
Let's shift gears real quick. This is the Chicago Sun-Times. Guess who just bought the Sears Tower, which they say is one of the next major targets? Guess who just bought the Sears Tower, ladies and gentlemen? Paul, would you like to tell them?
Well, it's the same group that bought the World Trade Center before that was destroyed.
Larry Silverstein. And it says, now, this is from the article, all are prominent but secretive Manhattan landlords led by Larry Silverstein and the group buying it.
Well, the thing about Sears Tower is that Delmar Vreeland, who has now disappeared, and his lawyer actually resigned from several top cases because of death threats. The memo that he got listed the Sears Tower as another target on 9/11, and it appears that 9/11 was supposed to be an even bigger operation. So that building has been in the crosshairs for many years.
But again, good FBI agents stopped some of the Al-Qaeda wind-up patsies in Chicago and in Minnesota before they could do that.
Yeah, so it's clear that the Sears Tower has been a target for many years, and it's not advisable to be in that building for any length of time, because although in announcing this so publicly, it might have actually protected them from destroying the building, but it's certainly very interesting.
Well, it is very interesting that Silverstein bought the other one a few months before, and then magically he's buying this one. Okay, I promise we'll go boom, boom, boom to your calls in the next segment directly to them as soon as we come out of break, and then we'll continue with calls, keep watching into the next hour. A plethora of news, literally 50 articles I haven't even covered yet, and they're all just as important. And again, where are they posted? Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We are attempting to defeat the New World Order. We are having major victories. We're in the fight, but it's far from over. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filter now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Coming up, globalists unloading weapons of mass destruction in Iraq off the ships, eyewitnesses, high-level government sources. It's all coming up right now. Let's go to the calls. Thank you for holding so long, folks. Brock in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I was just thinking that perhaps another major date would be June the 6th of 2006 for a, you know, with the occult numbers, and perhaps they will do a major target in Asia to get Asia on board, Asia, Europe, and America.
By the way, they're obsessed with this. They'll have, you know, some police state bill in multiple states. They're generally 666. They'll have a horrible federal bill. It'll be 666. In England, they'll have a piece of legislation called 666. They love it. They just wallow in it. Paul comments.
Well, yeah, even down to the passion, some of the tickets printed out, every single ticket was numbered 666. And you mentioned on several occasions in the past few days the Francois Mitterrand pyramid, which had 666 pieces. So in every instance, we see their occult intergenerational fingerprints on these events.
Okay, good to hear from you, Barack. Thanks for holding. Ethan in Kentucky, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to talk real quick about the OTO, the Ordo Templi Orientis, one of the most prominent and vicious Illuminati groups.
Yeah, that was headed up by Aleister Crowley, a mid-level minion.
Uh-huh. They're in every industrialized country and many third world countries.
They're right here in Austin, yeah.
Yeah, and they're above Freemasonry, but most of their degrees are the same. But
you got a lot of wannabes, though, that claim they're in their own OTO groups.
Uh-huh. I want to talk about Vladimir Putin's connection with the OTO. If you look at the official Russian website for the OTO, which is www.oto.ru, I mean, there's a Baphomet right there. It bathes in the light. And Putin has admitted to being a member of the OTO in the past. But
well, we know he was KGB chief in St. Petersburg.
Mm-hmm. But if you look at the Russian seal, the double-headed eagle, which represents the Babylonian Nimrod, or later Phoenician Janus, and the OTO and the Masonic symbol also is on the seal of Iraq, Libya, Albania, and Egypt. And
you're absolutely right.
The OTO has been caught numerous times with ritual abuse of children. They've been caught doing this many times. So these are the people that's running this stuff. That's all I wanted to say, and I just wanted to get Paul Watson's what he thinks of David Icke.
Okay, go ahead.
David Icke. Well, David Icke just did a big interview on one of the biggest morning television programs in Britain. Now, they would have attacked him on anything, but the thing is he immediately started talking about the interdimensional nature of reality as it relates to shape-shifting reptilians, when he should have just said, talked about 911 and hit the facts straight away. So, as we've said before, 80-90% of what's in David Icke's books is verifiable and provable, but then he gets off into this realm of speculation, which discredits everything else. So,
he was the head of the Green Party, champion goalie, BBC broadcaster, and then magically one day announced that he was Jesus on national TV, and then started bringing out all... He's very articulate, very smart, very intelligent, and then he mixes all this together. And I've interviewed him. I think, you know, it's very suspect. Very suspect.
Well, he's had a lot of problems in Canada with a big court case going on there. So it's difficult to judge, you know, what Icke's agenda is, but he's done some good, some bad. So, you know, it's an even keel, basically.
Absolutely. Hope that answers your question. We'll break, start the third hour with Paul Watson. I'm Alex Jones, and we'll go straight to Ann and Ron and Wesley and others. Toll-free number to join us on air. We're now into the call section. take a lot of calls quickly, then I'll get back into news of U.S. unloading weapons of mass destruction in Iraq and much more. 1-800-259-9231. We are accelerating towards the third hour here in just about 70 seconds. Also, you want to get Paul Watson's great book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order? Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Get over there and get the book. He's a good American, good British, good freaking.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.